Mothers Against Drunk Driving has worked to curtail drunk driving since it was founded in 1980, and the group is also trying to provide help to families and victims of drunk driving.
Today, the organization is holding a National Day of Remembrance as a way to remember people killed and injured in drunk driving accidents.
Joining us now to talk about Mothers Against Drunk Driving's National Day of Remembrance is John Vose, a volunteer for Mothers Against Drunk Driving here in Wisconsin. John, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me, and thank you for your attention on this issue.
So what is this National Day of Remembrance about?
Well, this is our 35th year anniversary year, and today, MAD of Wisconsin will join with our other offices across the country for a National Day of Remembrance. And the purpose is to honor those who have been killed, injured, or emotionally devastated by drunk or drug driving. This is a chance for those in Wisconsin to come together in the heart of Wisconsin, in Madison, and show that victims and survivors of these senseless tragedies are not alone, and that they will always have a place at MAD.
And what kinds of stories are being shared, both in Wisconsin and maybe nationally today?
Yeah, we will have at the Neighborhood House Community Center tonight in Madison on 29 South Mill Street from 6 to 8:30 p.m., we will have tributes throughout the evening to honor our loved ones, share our stories, and remember those affected by this 100% preventable tragedy.
And when you say sharing tributes, paint a picture of someone who's thinking about doing this, but they haven't stepped forward to participate. What might they expect?
It's really an opportunity where you would be joining individuals who've shared similar fates, similar experience. So you're in a community of friends so that you can share, sometimes talking about the pain, talking about the instance, talking about what's happened to you or your family as a loved one, has a cathartic effect, and also can also sometimes spur individuals to actions to help take additional actions to that will reduce drunk driving in the future.
Right, and getting at that, this is a day for those affected by drunk driving, but is this also a chance for you to say, hey, this is something that's an issue that's very much present and is unsolved? There are still deaths from drunk driving, and it's time to renew our interest here.
Yeah, that is so true, because unfortunately we're a long way from solving drunk driving, even though since MAD was founded, we've cut the fatalities and injuries in half. In the United States, we still have a long ways to go. For instance, in Wisconsin, and the latest year, we had 178 fatalities, and we had over 2,600 injuries, and we're averaging over 30,000 drunk driving arrests per year just in the state of Wisconsin alone. And so we have a long way to go, and what we want to do someday is put ourselves out of business so that we completely eliminate drunk driving. And we do believe that's a realistic goal that's achievable.
We're talking with John Vose right now. He's a volunteer for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and we're talking about their National Day of Remembrance, which is today. And John, can you tell us a little bit about MAD's state ranking system and how Wisconsin is faring in that system?
Yeah, MAD ranks states across the country with a star system from 1 to 5 stars. 5 being the very best ranking, 1 being the very the worst ranking. Unfortunately, the state of Wisconsin only ranks with 2 stars, and that's because a number of activities that could be taken in Wisconsin to reduce drunk driving has been fairly limited. For example, while a first-time offender, if they have a blood alcohol content of 0.15 or higher, would be required to utilize an ignition interlock, really the best practice is to require ignition interlocks for all drunk drivers, not just those who blow a high blood alcohol content. Also, Wisconsin is the only state in the country that does not criminalize the first offense. It's like a traffic ticket. It is not a misdemeanor. And also, Wisconsin is one of the very few states in the country that actually outlaws the use of sobriety checkpoints, which have been used very effectively in many other states as a deterrent to drunk driving. So if Wisconsin would take additional steps in those directions and pass laws that will allow the use of sobriety checkpoints, that would require ignition interlocks for all drunk drivers, and look to make the first offense a criminal offense, then our ranking would certainly move up substantially from the 2 stars where we're presently at.
What do you think the obstacles might be here in Wisconsin that are standing in the way of some of the, legislation that, MAD is looking for?
Well, I think it's one of those things that, you know, unfortunately, there just hasn't been enough focus by enough leaders in the state to say, okay, we want to eliminate this. We want to take additional steps to do that. The state and sometimes the legislature has been focused on other issues that they deem more important than this. You know, quite candidly, from my view and from that view, you know, losing 178 lives a year in Wisconsin should drive up the focus of this, but unfortunately it hasn't. There are some cost issues involved also. Certainly criminalizing the first offense would result in some additional court costs, some additional costs that prosecutors law enforcement would have to undertake. So that's certainly a consideration. But something like legalizing sobriety checkpoints, there's really no reason not to do that. There is not a substantial additional cost to this. This is something that local law enforcement could do on their own. It's not something that they would be required to do. And so really, it's a matter of getting the message out, getting more individuals to call their state assemblymen, state senators, and really kind of drive home the point that, you know what, there's more that we can do, so let's do it. Now, that said, I do want to acknowledge that there's some very good state legislators in Madison that are working hard every day to try to improve the laws that we have that would reduce drunk driving. They just need our support.
And, John, just very briefly as we wrap up here, if someone wants to get involved in remembering a loved one affected by drunk driving today, how can they do that?
They can do that one of two things. If you're in the Madison area, you can go to the Neighborhood House Community Center tonight from 6 to 8:30 p.m. That's on 29 South Mill Street in Madison. If you're not able to attend that, you can go to MAD's Facebook page, or you can go to mad.org/place setting, and you can dedicate an online memoriam to a loved one there or to a friend or associate.
John, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for your attention to this.
We've been talking there with John Vose, a volunteer for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. We've been talking about their National Day of Remembrance, which is today.